Supreme Court order on Title 42. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. At least temporarily preventing the COVID-19 health restrictions at the border from ending on Wednesday.
Chief Justice John Roberts placing a temporary hold on a lower court ruling to let Title 42 expire this week. 19 Republican-led states filing an emergency appeal after a federal judge ordered the Biden administration to roll the policy back at midnight Wednesday, arguing doing so would cause a crisis of unprecedented proportions at the border. Justice Roberts asking the Biden administration and groups challenging the policy to file a response to the state's request by Tuesday afternoon.
Fox's Kristen Goodman in a statement, the White House saying they will abide by the order. The Democrat-controlled House January 6th committee has ended its work, recommending the Justice Department pursue criminal charges against former President Trump over last year's Capitol riot.
Select Committee Chairman Democrat Benny Thompson says former President Trump must be held accountable beyond the power of Congress.
Accountability that can only be found in the criminal justice system.
The January 6th committee concluded its final public session approving criminal referrals to the Justice Department for former President Trump and associates on four crimes, including assisting an insurrection.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the Capitol. The committee also asking the House Ethics Committee to punish Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and three other Republicans for ignoring committee subpoenas. Former President Trump responding on his social media outlet, writing, Americans know that I pushed for 20,000 troops to prevent violence on January 6th. His attorney says Sam Bankman-Fried has agreed to drop his fight against extradition to the U.S. and could be returned from the Bahamas, where he is now in custody, within a day or two. Bankman-Fried is accused of siphoning off client funds from a cryptocurrency exchange. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury in Los Angeles has just returned a verdict in the rape and sexual assault trial of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He's been convicted on one count of rape. There had been accusations from four different women. Weinstein already serving time for a prior conviction in New York. Congressional negotiators are still trying to hammer out a new spending bill with government spending authority set to run out Friday midnight. Senate Majority Leader Schumer.
It's not going to be everything anybody wanted, that's for sure. But it's far preferable to a CR, which will leave the country high and dry. And it's certainly preferable to a government shutdown.
But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says there'll be no rubber stamp.
Republicans, we're not going to let our Democratic colleagues demand extra left-wing goodies in exchange for doing their job.
Democrats are pushing for a spending authorization bill that would continue until next September. Many Republicans want a shorter-term solution. As 2022 nears its end, a Fox News poll finds many Americans are saying good riddance.
52% of us said 2022 was a bad year for them and their families. That's better than last year and the year before. In 2020, two-thirds of us said it was a bad year. But in 2019, just over a quarter of us said it was bad. And even more of us think the country had a bad year. Roughly two-thirds think that. More Republicans than Democrats think it was not such a great year for them personally, and even more so for the country. The poll also found a shift in priority. While the economy still reigns supreme, with 42% saying it's the most important issue, coming in second is the border and immigration, with 13%, followed by abortion and climate change. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Americans are cutting back on spending in some areas this holiday season, but they're not scrimping on Christmas trees. The National Christmas Tree Association is projecting that nearly 21 million live Christmas trees will be sold by this weekend. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.